Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. Welcome to The Questions, Episode 10. Now, I am coming to the end of the questions I have on file, guys, so it is time to send more in if you want the NaNoWriMo Every Month podcast to continue. This is the second to the last episode I have queued up, and today's question comes from Rob. Rob says, I have two characters that have ended up with similar names, Dave and Old Dave. They do not appear together. In fact, one character dies before the other appears. Is this okay, or should I make the names more distinct to avoid any potential confusion? Well, Rob, the premise of the question assumes that the source of confusion is going to be somewhere other than it's likely to be. There are hundreds of really good books throughout history that have involved two guys with the same name, or a guy and his father, and one is a junior of the other, and so you've got Jim and Jim Jr., or Big Jim and Little Jim, or whatever it is. As long as they don't have exactly the same name spelled exactly the same way, all of it comes down to your craft. This is a point of craft called tagging the character. Each character you have has significant and distinctive mannerisms of speech, of movement, of appearance, of characteristics. Being consistent in how you refer to that character, in how they speak and move, in how you describe them, in the kinds of vocabulary you use around them, will keep them very distinctive in the reader's head. And you can see how this works by looking at Terry Bisson's wonderful story, They're Made Out of Meat. They're Made Out of Meat has not a single word of description. It has not a single word of attribution. It has not a single dialogue tag, a single name anywhere in it. And yet it is very clearly a conversation between two people. You know exactly which person is which by the role they play in the conversation, by the way their voice sounds. Now, Bisson is a master at this kind of thing, but he did write this story closer to the beginning of his career than the story is to today, and it still reads brilliantly because the characters speak, behave, and respond differently. There's never a moment of confusion in your head which one is which, even though they're both clearly, from the way they speak, from the same subculture, race. They have the same kinds of concerns, they're probably similar ages. They might even be in the same job. They still are two different characters just by the way their voices sound coming off the page. Changing your character's name is a easy way to fix this problem, but it's not the way that will stretch you most as a writer. You can do this. You've already got Dave and Old Dave. Yes, they both have Dave in their names, but one of them is Old Dave. So you've already got two distinct character names, even if they're similar. Your job now, whether you change one of their names or not, is to make them distinctive enough characters that the audience doesn't even need to know which one has which name. They can just keep track of what's going on if you removed all names from them and called them Bob and Bob. Now, expecting to get there in the space of one story? That's hard. It's a very advanced technique. It takes a lot of work and practice to master it and to get really good at it. But as Terry Bisson proves, and as a lot of really good screenwriters prove, it can be done, and it is certainly worth working on. I hope that helps, and I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2015 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.